This is Space Between, written by Ingrid Matthews and read by Tipsy Kitty.
I'm pretty sure you're looking through that the wrong way, said Mike, watching narrowly as Peter tried to focus their new telescope, the wide end against his eye.
Peter jerked back, surprised.
I was wondering why our house shrunk.
He turned it around, but still had no luck, aiming it at the ground. Mike sighed and gently tilted the lens up to the sky. How's that?
Amazing, Peter breathed, delighted. Gosh, are all those stars?
Nope. Some are planets, quasars, comets, asteroids, satellites. Mike shrugged. But most are stars, maybe.
Peter blinked with every name in the list.
Maybe? Mike thought for a moment about how he might phrase his words.
See, the stars and planets, that stuff you can see, only take a small part of the universe. It's the invisible thing, the dark matter that lies between everything else that takes up most of the room. You get what I'm saying?
Peter nodded in that solemn way he did when he had absolutely no idea what Mike was talking about.
You don't get it, do you?
Mike couldn't help the fondness that crept into his voice.
Peter didn't skip a beat, not even a little.
Okay, let's look at the space between us, Mike said, maneuvering Peter so they stood facing each other. Now, you can say there's nothing here, if you just use your eyes, but we know there's lots of stuff, like air and dust and microbes.
Peter winced and took a step back.
Ew, I'm allergic to microbes.
Mike pulled him forward.
No, you're not.
And there are other things, too, like...
Like friendship?
Peter helpfully joined in.
Feelings are things, right?
Mike paused. Typical of Peter to be able to stop him mid-lecture, with the hard-to-answer question at that.
I guess. I mean, if we're talking about physical matter, he said, confused,
until Peter closed the gap between them and kissed him, making his heart skip a beat, like Mickey on a roll, like the stutter in his voice when he sometimes sang a song to a girl that wasn't a girl, but to Peter, secretly. He had no idea how Peter knew, or if he knew, because Peter was impulsive, did things because they seemed like a good idea at the time, and he was way overthinking this, deciding to kiss back while he still had a chance, which was the right thing in the end. About 15 minutes later, they pulled apart, breathless and red-lipped. Mike nodded, and Peter smiled happily in reply.
I get it now, he said to Mike. Sorry it took so long.
No problem, Mike said, and with a shaking hand, picked up the telescope. Try again tomorrow night?
Or tonight.
Peter laughed and took his hand, closing again the space between.
The end.